That meditation has four more parts.
Four more parts?
Four more.
那个冥想还有额外的四部分。
And we're running out of time.
因为时间不够了。
So I'm going to tell them to you.
我就想讲一下。
And then tomorrow we'll practice them.
就先讲一讲，然后明天才来练习。
So tonight they will have time to cook in your mind.
这样今晚你就可以再酝酿一下。
If you want, you can cook them at the fire offering.
可以在今晚的火供的时候去想一想。
Okay.
好吗？
Then when we do fire offering in our retreat center in America, Diamond Mountain.
我们在美国的我们的钻石山闭关中心做火供时。
If we have a lot of people.
如果人很多的话。
We make more fires.
我们会升起更多的火堆。
Sometimes two, sometimes three.
有时两堆，有时三堆。
I think one time we did four.
有一次我们做了四堆。
That way, everybody has a chance to try to put something in the fire.
这样的话，每个人都有机会能够往火里供养一些东西。
And it's good practice for you.
而且对大家也是很好的练习。
Then we only need about 50 or 60 people for one fire.
然后一个火堆大概有五六十个人。
And the Hilton Hotel said. We think one fire is enough.
希尔顿酒店说啊，可能一个火堆就够了。
Actually, we're very lucky they allow us to make a fire.
实际上，他们允许我们在这里升起火堆，已经是很幸运了。
And again, I'd like to thank Jasmine.
再次，我想感谢 Jasmine 姚老师。
Where are you?
姚老师在哪里？
Because it's difficult to go to the Hilton and say we'd like to make a fire in your front yard.
因为很难你去跟希尔顿酒店说我们要在你们的后花园里生火。
So we did a lottery.
然后我们这一次就是要等于说用抽号码的方式来决定谁。
To see who gets to throw the things in the fire.
来就是抽中人就可以去往火里供养。
Then and a few of the big people.Big sponsors who helped us.
然后有几位就是赞助者帮助我们这一次活动。
So I just want to talk a little bit about how to offer those things.
所以我想稍微谈一谈如何做供养。
You will have a plate.
会有一个碟子。
You know, there's a little wall.
然后有一面小墙。
Then you can put the plate on the wall.
可以把那个碟子放在那个墙上。
Don't try to hold the plate and throw.
就不要试着一手拿碟子，一手去供养。
Then there are many things like rice.
有很多就像米呀。
And when you put them in the fire.
当你扔进火里的时候。
You take one handful.
就是抓一把。
And then you have to do pretty cool.
要姿势要很酷。
Okay.
好吗？
Not like that.
不是这样的。
Okay. You know, like you are 阿弥陀佛。
要像你是阿弥陀佛。
Okay, like that.
要这样子。
Then there's, we will do the whole offering all the substances. There are like 20 different grains that we offer.
我们供养的物品大概有二十多种，可能二十多种谷物之类的。
The first time you offer it，
你第一次供养的时候
，It's to a special fire offering Buddha.
To offer it to the
Yeah, you are offering to a fire Buddha.
第一次供养的时候，你是供养一种特殊的这种火的佛陀。
And you keep throwing in.
你就不断地扔进去。
And then you leave maybe one third of the grain, you leave it on the plate. You don't throw everything.
可能碟子的谷物，比方三分一你要留下来，不是说一整盘都扔进去。
So we will throw most of it, but not all of it.
我们大部分会扔进火里，但不是全部。
And then you take the plate back. We will help you.
会有人帮你把碟子收走。
Second time we do all of those offerings again.
第二次我们重新再供养一次。
And that time it's to a woman, very famous woman Buddha.
这一次是供养给非常知名一位女性的佛陀。
Dojo Yuja Mo.
金刚瑜伽母。
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 We call Vajra Yogini.
就是金刚瑜伽母。
Her nickname is Diamond Angel.
她的昵称又叫做金刚什么？金刚天使。
Then, this is main practice of my lama.
这是我上师的主要的修行法门。
And my lama's lama.
我的上师的上师。
And my lama's lama lama.
我的上师的上师的上师。
This one wrote the book you are studying.
这一位就是写了我们现在这次在学习的课本。
This one did all the editing work.
这一位做了所有的这种编辑整理工作。
Okay, so and back for about over 1,000 years.
然后一直会回溯到一千多年之前。
Then the fire offering.
火供。
Custom is 5,000 years old.
它整个历史有五千多年。
In India, we call Homa, right?
在印度我们叫做护摩。
And I was very interesting for me. I was in Varanasi, India, which is the oldest city.
我当时在印度的最古老的城市瓦拉纳西。
And I had a chance to sit with some Hindu monks doing fire offering.
当时有机会啊，跟一些印度教的出家人，然后他们也做这个火供，他们在做火供。
And that custom is very, very old.
所以这个传统是非常历史悠久的。
And a lot of the mantras are the same.
很多的咒语是一样的。
So we will do the offering second time.
所以第二次做供养。
About 20 plates.
也大概有二十碟。
This is for this woman Buddha.
这是供养给这位女性佛陀的。
Who's the most important Buddha in our lineage?
她是我们这个传承里最重要的佛陀。
And we are offering to her.
我们是供养给她。
With her special mantra.
会念他的特殊的咒语。
And again, you should leave about 1/3 of the grain.
再次，大家一定要把三分之一的谷物留下来。
And we will keep it.
然后我们会把它收起来。
Then we do again third time.
然后我们再供养第三次。
About 20 plates.
大概也是二十碟。
All the leftover we put together.
所有之前没供养完的，我们把它合在一起。
So first.Set of grains, you go like this.
所以第一次供养时你是这样子的。
Try to throw in the fire and not at the people.
试着扔进火里，不要朝人扔啊。
Some people get excited and.
有些人兴奋就往人身上扔。
So there's a fire.
是有堆火的。
Grain goes in the fire.
把它扔进火里。
Try not to throw it everywhere.
不要到处撒。
And then the third time,
第三次,
those leftovers,
就是剩下的那些,
we put them all together,
就把它全部放在一起,
and we will do the same mantras,
还是同样的咒,
then you do like karate chop,
那是这样的,
okay, like this,
是这样的,
okay, just one, you don't go 10 times,
不是这样又就弄十次,
okay, you just,
就这样一次性全部供养进去、
okay.
把整碟的东西都供养进去、
so I will help you.
我到时会帮大家
but you know the third one is like that
就第三次是这样的
there's a funny part where you offer alcohol
有一个很好玩的部分是供养啤酒酒精
And we use my lama use American beer.
我的上师会选择一种美国品牌的啤酒。
Take off the top.
把那个怎么盖子拉起来。
Be careful to hold it far away.
小心啊，一定要拿远一点。
Otherwise, you will smell like beer. When you go home from Thailand, your friends will say you smell like beer. You know.
不然的话，你撒的到处都是。你回国的时候，你朋友说怎么闻上去一身啤酒味道，一身酒味。
You sure you went to a Buddhist program?
你确定你是去学佛去了吗
Then that we don't go like this.
不是这样了。
We offer.
是这样的，这样的，这样。
And again, you leave about 1/3.
还是要留大概三分一。
In the bottom, we also offer Hada looks a little bit like her scarf.
就是我们也供养哈达，就看上去有点像这样。
This is a good luck cloth.
这是一个叫幸运的一个布。
You hold it over the fire.
然后呢，在火上面这样拿着。
And then you drop it in the fire.
然后就把它扔进火里。
And you have to focus.
你一定要很专注。
Let go.
就像啊
，Don't hold on.
手一定要放开，不要继续拿着。
And you drop it.
然后把它扔下去。
Okay. And then there's a special offering cake.
还有一种特殊的供养的蛋糕。
In Tibetan language, we call dorma. Dorma.
在藏文我们叫做朵玛。
In Sanskrit, we call baling. Baling.
在梵文我们叫巴利。
Very ancient custom.
就是非常古老的传统。
And that's a little thing. Looks like I don't know. Pyramid maybe.
就是小小的，形状有点像金字塔。Mountain.
And it's a little bit heavy.
又有点沉。
So that one. You have a special platform to put it on.
那一个你就有个，我们有个特殊的东西让你撑在下面。
Put it on the top.
你就放在这个支撑的东西上面。
And you push it out and you flip it over.
然后往前伸，然后放倒放进去。
And try to throw it in the fire and not on the people.
试着要把它扔进火堆，不要扔到别人身上。
So don't worry, I'll help you.
不用担心，我到时候帮大家。
At that time.
在那时。
That instrument.
就是这些工具。
Is extremely hot.
很烫。
Okay. If you want to put circles on your feet, you can use it.
你想在脚底留一些印啊？你可以用它来。
Okay, so please don't touch it.
所以不要用手去摸。
I'll show you, but be aware. Okay.
我到时会示范，但一定要留意。
Then what's the purpose for this fire?
那我们做这个火供的目的在哪里？
In the ancient times, there are four different fires.
在古时候是有四种火供的。
We call Shige Wang Tak, Shige Wang Tak.
叫做西增怀珠。
Then I'll teach it to you someday after Lamrim.
就是学完道次第之后，有机会教大家。
But tonight's fire is called Shiwei Jinsei. Shiwei Jinsei.
今晚的火供叫 Shiwei Jinsei.
Shanti Homa. It means peace.
意思就是那种平和平。
So we are praying for peace in the world.
就是我们现在做这火供是希望世界和平。
Then fire offering is pretty long.
火供时间挺长的。
It's about 3 hours. Okay.
大概要三小时。
3-4 hours.
3-4个小时。
It's all in a foreign language.
都是用外，你就是其他的语言念的。
You don't know what's going on.
你也不知道在干嘛，进行到哪里。
You're not supposed to know what's going on.
你本来也不该知道的。
Until you get initiation.
直到你得到灌顶，你才能知道。
So just relax.
所以放松就好。
Try not to let many demons in your mind.
试着不要让太多魔进入你的意识里。
What's this guy doing? Why it takes so long? Why?
现在到底在干嘛？干嘛时间弄这么久啊？
Cold out here.
这里又那么冷。
Too hot.
又好热。
There's some spark coming.
啊，还有很多火星哎。
Okay, so don't just relax. Okay.
放松就好。
If you feel tired.
如果累了的话。
You can go home.
可以回家。
You can sleep.
可以回房间睡觉。
No problem.
没有问题。
If you want to go home, take a nap, come back, that's okay.
你想先跑回去，睡个小打个盹，然后再回来继续也可以，没有问题。
Really? Okay, no problem.
可以的，没问题的。
Tonight is like vacation.
今晚就像放假一样。
Okay, Dharma vacation.
佛法的放假。
Just the way to sit at a fire offering.
就是在火供当中做的方式啊，
is to just relax,
就放松就好。
We will have some refreshments.
会有一些茶歇。
You can get any time you want.
任何时候都可以吃。
Some snack.
就是一些点心。
Have some tea.
喝些茶。
You know, and just like picnic.
就像野餐一样。
Really?
真的。
You don't have to sit like this.
不用这样做。
Okay, just relax.
就放松。
You know.Eat popcorn,
吃爆米花
like movie,
看像看电影一样的
you know, and it's important to have happy thoughts.
就是很重要是有一些开心的念头
Oh, this smoke is going up into the sky.
哦，这个烟都传到天空中了
And slowly it will cover Thailand.
慢慢的它会覆盖整个泰国。
Then it will reach China.
然后飞到飘到中国。
Slowly it will go over the ocean.
慢慢会去到海洋那边。
Even those crazy Americans will become peaceful.
哪怕那些疯狂的美国人也会变得宁静。
We can bless the new president.
我们可以去加持一下新的美国总统。
Maybe he will calm down.
或许他会平静下来。
Okay, and you know, have thought like that.
要有这样类似这样的念头。
And just enjoy.
就是享受它。
Okay, think about all the trouble, all the people you know who have trouble.
想一想你认识的那些有困难麻烦的人。
And you know, pray for them.
为他们祈祷。
And this smoke, one day it will reach their house.
这些烟总有一天会触及到他们家。
This is the good thing about world pollution.
这是对世界的污染来讲，这是件好的事情。
The pollution from every car reaches every house.
就是那个车的那个污染啊，它会触及到每一栋房子的。
Then the pollution from our fire also reach every house.
我们火供的污染也会会飘到每一家每一户。
And give them blessing.
然后给他们加持。
Okay. So just relax.
所以放松就好。
Have fun.
开心。
I request that you don't use your cell phone during the fire.
我请大家火供时不要用手机。
Okay,
好吗？
Maybe you can leave it at home.
可能手机不要带去现场。
You know, it's okay to take photo. If you want to take photo, it's okay.
想照照片是可以的。
Okay, video is not so okay.
视频不大好。
If your friend is coming up to put something, you can take 5 photos. You know, if they are doing the
如果你朋友在做火锅，你可以帮他们拍几张照片。
Okay, so photo, okay.
照片可以。
I think not in, you know, what do you call it? Video.
不能拍视频，请不要拍视频。
And don't spread the photo too much, okay?
而且也不要过多的去传播这个火锅的照片。
At the end.
最终。
Like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
最后九点十点。
There's extra.Butter to put in the fire, liquid butter.
还有多的一些就是那什么酥油可以供养到火里的。
If you stay till the end,
就是你一直待到最后的话。
Then everybody can come up and try to put some butter in the fire.
就所有人都可以排队过来，就是供养这个酥油。
Two special instruments.
我们有两个特殊的一个工具。
And you can learn how to use them.
大家也可以学习怎么用。
Luksar Kangsak, this name very strange. Luksar and Kangsak.
它名字很奇怪，叫 Luksar Kangsak.
You can learn how to use them.
就可以学习怎么用这个工具。
Okay, so where's Chun Zong? Is she busy?
Venerable Chun Zong.
Can you stand up?
可以站起来吗？
Venerable Chun Zong did all the work to prepare the fire. I'd like to thank her.
他做了所有的这个工作来准备火供，我想要感谢他。
It's a lot of work.
工作很多的。
It takes, I don't know, many days to prepare.
可能要很多天才能准备好。
If you have possibility, can you make some extra ghee?
有没有可能再多准备一些酥油呢？
So everybody can get a chance.
所以这样每个人都可以有机会供养到。
Two more things.
再讲两点。
If you have some bad seeds and you want to get rid of them,
如果有些坏种子你想摆脱掉的话，
there's a custom.
是有一个习俗。
You can write them on a piece of paper.
就写在纸上。
You know, like I lied to my mother last year.
比方说去年我对妈妈撒谎。
And after the fire is finished and after Geshe Michael go to bed,
等火供仪式结束，等格西麦克去睡觉之后。
You can throw those in the fire.
把这些纸啊扔进火里。
And it will destroy them.
它会把这坏种子摧毁掉。
Then this custom is older than money.
这个传统比金钱还要久。
Okay, fire offering is older than money.
火供的传统比有金钱还要久。
So 5,000 years ago,
五千多年之前，
the production of the farmers is money.
就是那种农夫的收成，其实就是金钱。
Rice is money.
米就是金钱。
Wheat is money.
就是小麦就是金钱。
So those, they are making a sacrifice.
就等于说你在做一个牺牲。
It's like they are burning money.
就等于说他们实际上是在烧钱。
Then you have to have a lot of faith that there must be a Buddha if you're going to burn your food.
如果你要烧掉自己的粮食的话，你是一定要有很大的信心，就是火里是真的有佛的，你才能够做到。
In the time when food was not easy to get.
就当时啊，粮食是很紧缺的。
So if you want to.
如果想要的话。
You can bring some paper money.
可以带一些纸币。
And you can offer it.
可以把纸币供养到火里。
To the Buddha.
就供养给佛陀。
Okay, just throw it in.
就直接扔进去。
Okay, it's in our time, money is paper.
我们这个时代啊，就是钱啊，就是纸币。
So if you want to offer some, it's good.
如果你想供养一些纸币的话，是很好的。
To the fire.
就是扔进火里。
And we'll have a good time.
我们会过很开心的。
The prayers are very long.
整个祈祷是很长的。
Okay, you don't know what it means.
你也不知道是什么含义。
So you're gonna have to kind of meditate.
所以大家就某种程度上要冥想一下。
And relax.
要放松。
We are not allowed to talk during fire offering.
火供时是不允许聊天的。
So please don't blah 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 blah.
就不要说话 blah blah blah.
Okay, if I need something, I will talk.
如果需要的话，我会说。
You know, like we need more popcorn over here.
我们这里需要更多的爆米花。
That's okay.
这是可以。
So if you are serving the fire.
如果你是在为这个火供做服务的话。
And you have to say something, it's okay. You know?
你不得不说一些话是可以的。
Oh, Nick, somebody's.Some part of the hotel is on fire.
Oh, Nick, 我这个酒店有些地方着火了。
From our fire.
就因为我们的火，我对引起的。
Then it's okay to talk.
这样的话是可以说话的。
Okay, but otherwise.
否则的话。
It's a custom not to talk a lot.
习俗就是不要。
It's a custom not to talk at all.
就是根本就不要讲话。
And meditate.
要去冥想。
Okay, then you can't meditate for 3 hours.
你没法冥想三小时的。
Meditate for I don't know half hour.
就冥想半小时。
Then go have some tea.
然后去喝点茶。
Walk around.
走一下。
Take a stretch.
伸展一下。
You can even take a nap, come back.
然后去睡一下再回来。
Okay.
可吗？
But have fun.
但要开心。
Not like this yoga people, you know.
不要像这个做瑜伽的人这样。
Okay, like that. Just
像这样
relax.
要放松一下
And have fun.
要开心
Okay, it's very beautiful.
这是很美的
And you are very lucky to see it.
大家能够看见，其实是很幸运的
And it took me about 20 years to learn how to do it.
我花了二十多年学习怎么做
So, if you watch carefully,
如果你仔细看的话
later you can learn how to do it.
稍后你也可以学怎么做。
And all of the older teachers here, they do many fire offerings.
这里有很多老师，他们做过很多次的火供。
By themselves.
就自己做过。
How many in the three-year retreat? I don't know.
有几位三年大闭关的老师会自己做
？15? They did 15, 20. During their retreat,
15 or 20.
Yeah.
他们闭关时做过15到20次的火供。
Okay. Let's do some question answer.
我们来做一点问答。
Okay, and then tomorrow.
然后明天。
In the teaching about refuge.
在关于皈依的教授当中。
We reached a special part.
So special?
Special part.
我们讲到一个特殊的部分。
It's called, it's from a book called Uttara Tantra. I mentioned it before.
是在宝性论里提到。
Written by who?
谁写的
？A Sangha and Maitreya.
无著菩萨跟弥勒菩萨。
Maitreya is the next Buddha to come in this world.
弥勒菩萨，弥勒佛就是未来佛，下一世的佛陀。
Much closer than you think. Okay, we are lucky.
我们很幸运，他比你想象的其实要更接近了。
Then we will study that special book.
我们会来学习这一本特殊的经文。
They start to explain it in the Lamrim, but they don't finish.
They don't finish?
Not in the Lamrim.
就是他们开始在道次第里谈论，但没有讲完。
So we will finish it together.
所以我们会一起来学完。
With a special explanation from 500 years ago.
他我们就学习那五千多年前之解的特殊的解释。
By a great Lama from the best monastery in the universe.
他来自全宇宙最好的一个寺院的一位上师。
Which is I don't know why, but it's my monastery.
我也不知道为什么哎，就是我的所在的寺院。
Called Serame.
叫色拉梅。
You guys have a microphone? We have about 20 minutes.
我们有二十分钟的时间，有麦克风吗
？Hustle will choose people.
Hustle 会选择。
We can do question and answer if you like.
我们喜欢的话可以做问答。
Any subject, I don't care.
任何的主题我不在乎。
Hustle, up to you.Why you give to him? Okay.
Thank you, Hasan. Thank you, Yeshua. So I was having a conversation with Tim, and then we were talking about the state of mind when you become a Buddha. So if you have the third body, the wisdom body, you should know about everything.Then we raise up a question, can a Buddha read another Buddha's mind? If they can, so another Buddha knows everything of the world. So this Buddha also knows everything of the world. So it feels like if another Buddha can read another Buddha's mind, the whole mind will overlap because that's everything of the world. Then it's hard to imagine, likeAre they separate in a way that we think, or are they combined in a way? I think they're both wrong, but I don't know how to understand it better.
Okay, That's good question. Question.
你自己吧。
Automatic translation.
就是我的问题是，老师说成佛之后的意识，第三身就是智慧身，可以了知世界的一切过去、现在、未来。那我就问他是否一个佛陀的意识可以能够读到另外一个佛陀的意识，因为另外一个佛陀的意识理应是了知一切的，那如果他能够被另外一位佛陀读到的话，就读到了一切，就感觉两个佛陀意识似乎又重叠在一起，但是我又觉得是不对的，如果是完全分开也觉得是不对的，所以想问问老师这个问题。
Okay, thank you for good question.
谢谢你很好的问题。
So the answer is a little bit deep.
这个回答有点深。
Why? Okay. When I listen to my own mind,
当我听自己的意识
I can hear thoughts.
我是听得见念头的。
All day long.
一整天。
You know, today Geshe Michael's thoughts are complaining and whining because he didn't sleep enough last night.
今天格西麦克的意识有点在抱怨，因为他今天没有太多时间，他睡得不多今天。
Because too many names.
因为要写太多的法名了，起太多名字。
So, you know, I'm hearing in my mind, I'm tired. You know?
我就听到自己的脑袋意识里就说我好累，我好累。
Then a question comes.
然后问题就来了。
Am I?Talking or am I listening in my mind? Am I talker or am I listener?
就是我是在讲话那个人呢，还是说我在听的那个人？
Then it feels like you're doing it at the same time. You're talking and listening. It feels like that.
感觉像是你又在讲话又在听。
But it cannot be.
但不可能的。
The talk trigger the.Hearing of the talk,
就是讲话会引发这个听。
Okay, talk come first.
讲话先开始。
And then when you listen to the talk, consciousness of the talk comes a millisecond later.
就是然后你听这个讲话的时候，就是对这个讲话的觉知是在下一瞬间就紧接着发生。
In fact, the Abhidharma says.
实际上在阿毗达摩里说
到 You are always 1 second behind the world.
The word?
World.
OK, 实际上你总是比这个世界更慢的一瞬间。
Telephone rings.
手机的响了。
Sound comes to your ear.
声音传到你的耳朵。
Comes to your mind.
来到你的意识。
You hear it.
你听到了。
But it takes time to...Even scientists say it takes time for the sound to come to your ear.
哪怕科学家都说啊，这个声音传到你的耳朵是需要时间的。
And it takes time for it to go through the nerves to your mind.
然后呢，它花时间就需要从你的神经传到你的意识是要时间的。
So actually, by the time you hear the ring of the cell phone,
实际上等你听到手机的铃声响的时候
that ring is already Past.
那个声音啊，实际上已经是过去了的。
It's like they say, when you look at the stars.
就好像人们说，当你看着星星。
That light came to our world for many thousands of years.
就是那些光啊，实际上是很多光年前、很多年之前的。
And some of the stars you see in the sky.
有些你在空中看到的星星。
They are already burned out.
他们已经都烧毁了。
And the light just reaching us now.
但是呢，他们的光现在才传到我们这里。
So it's the same with your. By the way, this thing about the telephone. By the time you hear the ring, it's finished, right?
顺便提一下，当你听到这个铃声的时候，这个声音已经结束了。
Next time your friend complained, you didn't call me back.
下一次你朋友抱怨你怎么没回我电话。
You can explain.
你可以解释一下。
By the time I got your call, the call was finished.
等我听到你的铃声响的时候，这个铃声已经结束了。
Vasubandhu said that.
是那个世亲菩萨说的。
So, by the time you hear your thoughts,
当你听到你念头的时候
，the talker is finished.
讲话者已经结束了。
Okay.Because it's a split second to hear the thought. It takes a split second to hear the thought.
因为要听到这个声音是要有这种一瞬间才会听到的。
So actually, those thoughts are coming out of seeds in your mind the same way the picture of the Lama is coming out in the deepest part of death.
实际上，这些念头是来自于种子就。跟那个在死亡的最深的时刻，你的上师是从你的种子而来，是一样的道理。
So actually, you are more the listener than you are the talker.
实际上，你更是那个聆听者，而不是那个说话者。
What thoughts come out of the seeds in your mind?
那从你的意识种子里出来什么的样的念头
？You can't control them.
你是没办法控制的。
Because you don't hear them until the next second.
因为直到下一瞬间，你才会听得见他们。
When you see a tree,
当你看见一棵树的时候
，it's too late to push the tree back into the seed.
你要再把树压回到地里是太迟了。
By the time you see the tree,
当你看到树的时候
，the seed is gone.
然后种子已经消耗没了。
It's too late to do anything about the seed.
然后你这时候要对种子做什么已经太迟了。
By the time you hear your own thought,
等你听到你自己念头的时候
，the seed which talked the thought is already gone.
就是讲这些念头的种子已经没了。
So my lama,
我的上师
you know, people used to come to ask him questions. You know,
人们以前会来问他问题。
And I remember, sometimes I have to translate.
我记得有时我得翻译。
I'm not translating his students' English into Tibetan language. I'm not.
我不是把他的弟子、他学生的英文翻译成藏文，不是的。
When he gives answer, he gives in English.
他回答时是用英文回答的。
Then I have to translate his English into our English.
我得把他的英文翻译成我们的英文。
Understand?
听懂了吗
Then, so I'm always sitting with him.
所以我总是跟他坐在一起
Then, some guy came up. I remember he came up to my lama's room.
有一个人啊，我记得他来到我上师的房间
Lama,
上师啊
You know, I'm having a really hard time.
我真的 很不容易啊。
Last three months,
过去三个月 you know,
my girlfriend left me,
我女朋友离我而去 you
know, I don't have enough money,
我也没有足够的钱花
my apartment roof is leaking,
我的那个公寓的房子还漏水
and I feel really depressed, you know?
我感觉非常抑郁
So what can I do?
我该怎么办
Then Lama look at him say, be happy
上师就看着他说开心就好
Then me and the guy, we are waiting for more information.
那个男士跟我一直在等着更多的开始。
He said, "You didn't hear me?"
我说，然后他说，你没听到我讲话吗
？Don't be depressed.
不要抑郁。
Be happy.
开心。
You can go now.
可以走啦。
Then the guys like look at me, you know.
然后那个男的就看着我。
Then I'm like.
Then
we left. You know?
我们就出去了。
Then every night I sit with my lama. We have tea together.
每晚我都跟上师坐在一起喝茶。
We talk about things.
然后去谈论一些事情。
I said, you know, lama.
我说上师啊。
This guy has a serious problem, you know.
这个男的真的遇上很大的麻烦呢。
Very depressed.
真的很抑郁。
Doesn't have money.
也没钱。
Lost his girlfriend.
也没女朋友。
House is ruined.
然后呢，还漏雨。
Why did you tell him just be happy?
你为什么就告诉他开心一点就好
？He said, "Listen."
他说听着。
After the tree grows, it's too late to change the tree.
等树已经长成之后，你再想改变树已经太迟了。
Seeds in his mind are opening.
种子在他的意识里成熟打开。
Which he planted 1 month ago.
当他一个月前种下种子时
，seed open，
然后后来种子打开
，I feel depressed，
我感觉抑郁
，I feel depressed，
我感觉抑郁
，I feel depressed，
我感觉抑郁
，and he's listening to them，
他在听这些
，then if he don't want to be depressed， he should have done something nice for somebody 1 month ago。
如果他不想抑郁的话，他应该早在一个月之前就对别人做点好的事情。
Then the seeds will be saying， I'm happy。I'm happy. I'm happy.
然后这样的话，那个种子就会说：“我很开心，我很开心，我很开心。”
So it's too late.
现在太迟了。
So I don't want to waste my time, you know.
所以我不想浪费时间。
So I told him just be happy.
所以我就告诉他开心一点。
If he wants to be happy next month, I can tell him what seed to plant.
如果他是想要下个月开心一点，我就可以教他种什么种子。
But it's too late to change the thoughts he's hearing now.
但是现在要想改变他正在听的念头，已经为时太晚。
Why am I talking about that?
我为什么谈这些？
So seed opens.
种子打开。
I hear the seed say.
我听到种子说
I'm sad.
我很悲伤
That makes me sad.
这让我悲伤
Then it puts a new impression on my mind.
这在我的意识里留下一个新的印记
New sad seed.
新的悲伤的种子
Understand?
明白了吗
Sad seed open.
悲伤种子打开
I listen.
我听到了
It makes sad impression.
然后又留下悲伤的印记
And that becomes a seed for next week.
然后又变成下一周的种子
That's why we say wheel of life.
这就是我们说生命之轮
You know, so your seeds that are opening in your mind now.
现在在你意识里打开了这些种子
And the new seeds which they plant.
以及他们种下的新种子
And the newOpening of those seeds.
就是这些种子的新的打开。
Now listen.
现在听好。
That is called Stanley.
Stanley?
Stanley.
这就叫做斯坦利。
Okay, there's no other Stanley.
没有其他的 Stanley.
Okay, seeds are opening.
种子打开。
And they are planting new seeds.
他们在种下新的种子。
And that stream,
这种流
which you American rock and rollers, the name is Santana.
就是美国有一个摇滚乐队叫 Santana.
It's a name of a rock and roll band.
它是一个摇滚乐队的名字。
But in Sanskrit, it means this stream.
但是在梵文当中，就是俗称叫相续啊，就是让流像河流一样的。
That's the stream of Stanley's mind.
这就是 Stanley 的意识流，他的心相续。
That's why we can say Stanley is, I don't know, how old are you, 29 something?Well, that's why we can say Stanley is 30 years old.
Okay, 这我们才可以说 Stanley 三十岁。
It just means his seeds are opening for 30 years, one after the other.
这实际上只是意味着，就是说 Stanley 他的只是说种子一个接一个的打开三十年。
And we call that stream.
我们把这种流
Stanley
叫做 Stanley.
Okay, that's Stanley.
这就是 Stanley.
Okay, if each seed didn't plant a new seed, then Stanley would only last for 5 minutes or something.
如果每一个种子不会种下新的下一个种子 ，Stanley 只会持续五分钟。
Okay, Stanley finished.
就这样啊 ，Stanley 结束了。
Stanley finished. Okay. Now.
好，现在。
When you were born into this world.
当你出生在这个世界。
You had your first thought.
你有第一个念头。
In the scripture.
在经文里。
It says first thought.Is usually one or two different, three or four different thoughts.
第一个念头通常就是三或四个不同的念头。
First thought inside your mother.
第一个念头是在母亲里面。
But it's hot in here.
好热。
Or she's doing yoga again.、
Oh. 哎呀，她又做瑜伽了。
Or she's eating chilies again.、
Oh. 哎呀，她又吃辣椒了。
Feel too hot.
好辣。
Okay, so there's a first thought.
所以这是起初的最开始在妈妈肚子里的念头。
Okay, if there's some thoughts inside your mom.
如果在母亲里面已经有一些念头了的话。
According to Buddhism.
根据佛教。
There must have been a last thought in your last life.
它肯定是你上辈子还有过上一个念头。
Because something has to cause this one.
因为一定要有一些东西引发这一个的。
Everything must have a cause.
一切东西肯定是有因的。
You can't have movement without movement before that.
你不可能有移动，但是如果你之前没有移动，你是不可能有移动。
So in this life,
在这一世当中
，it's hot.
Hot. Up,
it's too hot.
哦，太热了。
Up to the last thought.
然后到最后一个念头。
Oh, Lama in the death meditation coming from me.
在死亡的过程当中、okay. 那个上师是从我来的。
So there must have been a thought, last thought, last life.
肯定是在上辈子有最后一个念头。
And it planted the first thought in this life.
然后种出了这一辈子的第一个念头。
Logically,
根据逻辑
it's not possible to have a thought.
不可能有一个念头。
Without a seed.
就是没有种子是不可能有念头了。
It's not possible to plant a seed.
不可能种种子
Without a thought.
就没有念头是不可能种下种子的
okay, So there must have been a last thought.
所以肯定是有上一个念头
And there must have been one thought before that and one thought
然后在那之前肯定还有一个念头
okay,
还有一个念头
So we can logically
所以根据逻辑
Your mind had no beginning
你的意识是没有开始的
okay, And the stream of your seeds opening
然后这种你种子打开了这种流
is the lifetimes that Stanley has lived.
就是 Stanley 生活的这么久的年头。
Okay, and we say,
我们说
there will be no end.
是没有终止的。
So, if you want to visualize it,
如果你想要观想的话
I like to see the whole universe.
我喜欢看到整个宇宙。
And Stanley's mind looks like one long noodle.
Stanley 的意识看上去就像一条长长的面条。
Then if you look down the noodle,
如果你往这个面条往里看，往下看
，There's no beginning.
没有开始。
And if you check the other way,
如果你检查另外一边
，There's no end.
也没有结束。
Every noodle has two important points on it.
每根面条都有两个重要的点。
In your infinite noodle brain.
在你那个无尽的、无量的面条的那个大脑里
，We can only point to two special things.
We can only point
two special things.
只能指向两个特殊的东西。
This is the moment that you saw emptiness directly for the first time.
就是你第一次直接见到空性的那一刻。
On your infinite noodle with no beginning, that's the only important thing that ever happened.
就是在你这个没有开始的很无止境的面条的里面，就是这个是唯 the only important point.
That's only one important thing so far.
到目前为止就是唯一一个重要的点。
You see emptiness directly.
你直接见到空性。
Then shortly after that, only 7 lifetimes after that.
然后在那之后很简短，只要七辈子。
You become Buddha.
你成佛了。
Okay. So why am I giving such a long explanation?
我为什么要这么长的回答？
Each Buddha's spaghetti noodle is separate.
Oh, 每一个佛陀的意大利面条是独立的。
Okay, every living being,
每一个众生
has a separate mind.
都有一个独立的意识。
You cannot mix them together because I cannot plant seeds for you.
你不可能把它们混在一起，因为我没法为你种种子。
So even after this place on the spaghetti noodle,
哪怕在这个意大利面条的这个点上，
When you became Buddha,
就当你成佛的时候，
you still now you are Buddha Stanley.
现在你是Stanley 佛陀。
So Buddhas don't mix together.
所以佛陀他的不是混在一起的。
Because the person is made of seeds opening.
因为人呐是由种子打开构成的。
And no one can plant seed for you.
没有任何人能为你种种子。
Now, second question, then I get to go take a nap.
好，现在第二个问题，然后我得，老师说我得休息一下。
Yes, every Buddha can read the mind of every other Buddha.
是的，每一个佛陀可以读到其他佛陀的心。
Why?
为什么？
One of the definition of Buddha.
因为佛陀的一个定义就是。
It's a kunken.
就是要昆恬。
Some of you got named Kunken. You are lucky.
有些人得到这个词叫昆虔，就得到这个词的同学是很幸运的。这个法名
Kunken means knows all things which exist.
昆虔的昆虔的意思就是知道所有存在的一切事物。
Other Buddhist mind exists.
其他的佛陀的意识是存在的。
So every Buddha can read all the mind of every other Buddha, but those minds are separate spaghetti noodles.
所以每一位佛陀都可以读其他佛陀的心，但是每一个佛陀的他们的意识都是独立的意大利面条的意识。
Okay.
好吗
？Clear.
可以吗
？Okay. Thank you.
谢谢。